to Mickey and Zach.
Glad to have you with us. Donnie Patterson, Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com. Getting some more tax stuff in, buddy. Getting some more tax documents in. And I'll be taking my little shoebox over and letting the Patterson Tax... I don't take a shoebox. I take a big old envelope, but letting the Patterson Tax Service take care of me. Hey, right now, tax season is officially here. This week, it's here. So they're filing taxes there. They're going to be there on Saturday in case you need them Saturday. They're there, make their appointments or just drop in and see them. They'd love to help you out. I do want to tell you that one of the most important things they do right now is get you your tax refund. For all those that need those refund checks, they get them to you as fast as legally possible. And I did speak to Russell the other day about the with the government shutdown that we had, was that meaning any delays as far as refund checks? The assurance it doesn't, but there is delays because of the identity stuff that they go through now to identify everybody. So with that said, you can do the advance if you need to go that route. They can tell you all about that at the Patterson Tax Service. Hey, the expertise is there. The people are there. They're there for you to make it as easy as they can be. Just let the Patterson Tax Service take care of you, small businesses especially. PATTAX.com, 859-8289, 859-8289. It's our great friends at Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com. Let's get to our phone lines. Tony Morrell at 805. We moved him back a day. 805 today. Gamecocks got a commitment from an offensive lineman yesterday. 3-star William Rogers from Hampton, Georgia. We'll let Tony tell you about him in an hour. Up first in this hour is Paul from Interreed, Northern Communication phone line. Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
Had 21 degrees down here in the Interreed this morning.
Woo!
Keep I talked to my son in Wisconsin. It's 21 below zero with about a waist high snow. So I feel a little bit better now.
That hurts. Bones.
I know. I can't imagine. Yeah. I can't imagine, I couldn't imagine living in that environment. You talking about Patterson's tax, sir. I know I told you this one time before. My wife's always prepared our taxes, but we ran into a major problem. About a couple of years ago, I told you this before, but we just wanted a second opinion, and we went over to Patterson Tax Service. They probably spent 15, 20 minutes with us, didn't charge us a penny, and if I ever had to use someone instead of my wife, I most definitely would go to Patterson. They're good people.
Yeah, no doubt. Great people.
Yeah. But, Mickey, what you've been talking about, don't you think that's what goes on when anybody plays Clemson in basketball, three-point shooters like Florida State hits 30%? And I think exactly, hey, man, these guys cannot guard the three. Let's just throw it up all night. I'm pretty sure once they get, confidence and it goes in. I really believe that.
It has to do something with getting out of your own way and not complicating the situation. You free yourself up for your ability to take over, but or just that. Maybe the confidence boost that, hey, man, we're going to win this game tonight. We know we're going to win this one. Clemson last night looked like, to me, it was a home game against an inferior opponent. They were an 8.5-point favorite. It looked like, to me, coming out in the from the first tip, that they knew they were the better team, and they freed up and played well.
I'm glad they played a good first half. The second half, I turned it about 5 minutes ago. What did it end up, 13-point game or something like that?
Yeah, Pitt outscored them in the second half 46-31. So they outscored them by 15. So it was a 13-point win. 82-69 was the final.
Yeah, sometimes that can work the other way, though. You can get too lax and think, hey, we got these guys beat.
True.
And it can go the other way, too.
Yeah, so true. Very good
that's
point.
That's an interesting topic. Yeah, that's a pretty good topic this morning, Mickey. Have a good day.
Thank you, Paul. Be safe. Be warm. In case you've not gotten rolled out of the rack yet, you might want to give yourself a little extra time to heat up the car and not really scrape the windshield. I didn't have. Did you have to scrape the windshield this morning, Mr. Ward 24 Jack Lake Tonto? Did you? Was there any frost on the pumpkin for you this morning? Was that an issue for you?
No, that wasn't too bad.
Yeah. something about dew factor, dew point, and I didn't have anything, but I parked in the garage last night, so.
Not all of us have garages to park in that are heated with heated floors.
There's not a heated floor.
Heated floors.
But Paul made a great point. Sometimes those games against inferior opponents, you get complacent maybe or overconfident, right? That can happen. I made the statement while you're out, Mr. O24, that it looked like from the opening tip last night that Clemson thought they were the better team. It looked like the most confident Clemson club we saw all year. That was the best first half of basketball we've seen all year long. And it looked like, hey, fellas, instead of playing Virginia tonight and Duke tonight or going up to Cary Dome tonight, we get Pittsburgh at home, we're going to light this building on fire tonight. We don't need no water. Let it burn. 2-5 coming in, like, there's got to be that. I mean, they know that coming ahead. Hey, man, I think we're going to win tonight. Right? Did it look like the way to you that from the opening tip they felt like they're the better team?
It felt like they had confidence going into that game. I think that's a testament to their mindset. I think that's a compliment paid to their head coach, making sure his team isn't still beating themselves up in Raleigh after right. the loss against NC State.
It would have been easy, like we said, to trip on the bottom lip.
Sure.
But we told you yesterday, got, you know, teams are resilient now, and coaches are resilient now, and players are resilient now because you play all the time. With that said, though, I mean, there's the home and away thing. Look, I get sometimes away from home a different sight lines. I get that's a little bit different. I will tell you this, though. I'm always looking at the rim. You know, you can put it with in a dome, whatever. I'm looking at the rim.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but I get some of that. Different sight lines. The crowd cheering for you, cheering against you. I mean, quite frankly, Dabo talks about this all the time. It doesn't matter to us. Remember that in football? Of course, they're just better than the team they're going on the road against. But that was like, we don't care about going on the road. We're just going to kick your butt. You know, it shouldn't make a difference. Now, it does. I think in basketball, it makes a bigger difference. You think in basketball, it does?
I mean, it's a more intimate environment. They're right on top of you.
Yeah.
You can, you know, go for a ball out of bounds and end up a couple rows deep in the lap of somebody's popcorn and stuff like that.
You always know this, how if we can ask the circumference of the earth, we can ask anything in our...
What's your go-to stadium snack, by the way?
Stadium snipe?
Snack.
Oh. Well, if you've got it and it's not 21 degrees outside, I got to go Dippin' Dots. Some sort of ice cream situation.
Dippin' Dots. The ice cream of the future.
Yeah.
The ice cream of the future that's been here for 30 years.
Yeah. And I don't understand how to get them as little tiny little dots like that. But no, yeah, Dippin' Dots. Any kind of ice cream situation if you have it. I'm going to call on a sports psychologist to do this now. Should get Dr. Louder on to talk about this. Not even a sports psychologist, a psychologist. You wouldn't want, if you're a sports psychologist, you wouldn't want to have your team say, admit that this kind of stuff happens. No, we're above that. We're too mentally strong. We don't really care. We don't play. It's a nameless, faceless opponent, right? But you know, in golf, we do this. In golf, people who play with Tiger Woods normally play worse. Now, part of that might be there's crowds moving everywhere. It's a little more noisy, some of that stuff. But part of it is, man, you're a little more nervous because you're playing with the greatest golfer, second greatest golfer of all time.
Sure.
And even though, really, truly, he has nothing to do with your golf ball and your golf swing. You can't play defense in golf. But if you're playing with someone that you know you're better than, then most likely you would be relaxed. And most likely you would shoot. If you're playing with Rich Beam, you're not as nervous as if you're playing with Tiger Woods, and chances are you free yourself up, you get out of your own way, and you end up playing better if you play with Rich Beam every day.
Do you even make contact with the ball if you're playing around with Tiger Woods?
Oh, yeah.
First hit? First swing?
I probably talk a little trash in the first tee. No, I'm just kidding. No.
I think I top man. It. It goes about 4 feet.
Because here's the thing. Let's be honest about totally honest about this. Tiger Woods don't care what your golf swing looks like. I was playing in the Carolinas Mid-Am one year, and one of the best amateurs in the world at the time, in the country at the time, the guy who has the course record down at Eastlake, Bob Godfrey, told me he was playing the same tournament. And somebody didn't tell me that somebody else mentioned about first tee nerves or something like that. And Bob said, let's be honest, boys. If today you went out and you shot 103 or you shot 63, nobody cares. So if you just have this mentality that if you're playing with Tiger Woods on the first tee, that he doesn't care about you and your golf game, and he can't affect you and your golf game. Now, that's easier said than done. The reason that we brought this up is last night was a great example to me that was a psychological different looking basketball team in Clemson. And I maintain that somewhere in there, I don't know why, I don't know how, I don't know what to call it, that somewhere in there that Clemson freed their minds up because they knew they were playing Pittsburgh rather than playing Virginia. Now, Zach, one thing we hadn't talked about is, I don't know this for a fact, I hadn't seen all their stats, but I would guess, I'd venture a very educated guess here, that Pittsburgh is not as good defensive team as Virginia. Probably not as good a defensive team as NC State. But Clemson goes 0 for 14 against NC State from 3 and 14 of 27 from 3 last night. Home, away, a little bit of just hitting your first couple and some growing confidence in there. But you got to have, it's like, what comes first, success or confidence? Well, in this case, success happened, and then some confidence grew out of it. But I just maintain that this
You're arguing that confidence comes before success.
No, I'm not arguing that it comes before success.
Yeah.
Jim Davis told me this a long, long, long time ago. That, and I believe this, he said the only way to have true confidence is to have success. Now, and so I said, all right, how about first game of the year? He goes, well, you have true confidence from having success in practice and having success in game preparation, having success in the offseason.
Your whole thing is that they feel better playing against a Pittsburgh team than they do a Virginia or Duke, right?
That has to be a factor in there.
Right, so that's what you've been talking about over the last 5-10 minutes.
Right.
So you have confidence before you had success against that Pittsburgh team. That's what you've been talking about.
Right.
Am I missing that?
No. You make a good point. I think that might be just a perceived confidence rather than a real confidence. When you see the ball go in, they hit their first how many threes last night?
I think they hit their first six. No, first five.
Okay.
They're 5 or 6 to start the game.
Hit the first five.
Yeah.
Then you have success, then it grows. Then you're able to go on and hit 9 more. But the first part of it, you might have been right with that. I don't know how. I mean, look, again, you're talking about I'm not even an amateur with this case. I'm blind leading the blind on this thing. But you do know what I'm talking about a little bit. That they're. Let me ask you this, Mr. O24, Jack LaTonta. If you put Duke's jerseys on Pittsburgh last night, you think Clemson hits 52% of their threes. Part of it's just the. Do you think Duke plays great 3-point defense?
No, but I mean, there's an aspect of that. I don't think it's as big as you're implying it is, though.
How did that team look completely different in the first 5 minutes last night? Because the first shot went in?
Yeah.
Really?
I really, truly believe seeing a 3-pointer go down on the first one helped.
I believe that, but what do you attribute, how much do you attribute the first part to the second part, you know, part of that?
Hand in hand. You can make that argument. No doubt about it.
Right. And thus, I mean, for the most part, I'll do the BPI when we come back, but for the most part, I can tell you now, let me get the basketball schedule up now. A lot of it is talent. Clemson is going to play really good on Sunday against Wake Forest. I feel very good about that. You?
Yes.
A home game against Wake Forest. They've got a chance to win next Wednesday night. They won't play quite as good at Georgia Tech as they play against Pittsburgh and Wake Forest at home. You believe that?
I believe that as well.
Okay. So,
do you want me to disagree with you on this?
No. I'm glad you agree with me because it's only making my point that then if we know that going in, we don't know if the preparation is going to be very good. We don't know what the game plan is. We don't know what the health is going to look like. We don't know any of that kind of stuff. But we as fans feel that. When you went to the game last night, if you listened to the show yesterday, we told you Clemson was going to beat Pittsburgh. But if you went to the game last night, you kind of walked in saying, all right, boys, we got this one. Here's a chance. We get us a win in the league. Get number 2. Right? The fans feel it. You know it. This isn't rocket science. But to see it come to fruition the way we thought it would come to fruition. Look, forever, you listen to the show and people say, man, Clemson just can't shoot the three. Well, maybe they don't shoot the three against Florida State, who's long. Maybe they don't shoot the three against NC State, or three against Virginia, three against Syracuse, three against Duke.
Yeah, but they struggled with the three before we started conference play as well.
That's true.
So.
You think last night was the outlier?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, for anybody to shoot 52% from three is an outlier.
Yeah.
So what is Clemson? Let me ask you this then. What is Clemson in basketball? The 0-14 team at NC State or the 14-27 team against Pittsburgh? Which one's the outlier?
I think they can both be extreme opposites of the spectrum.
I agree with that.
You're somewhere between. If this is the kick that it gives you to be above the, what are they, 31% right now from three as a team? Did we talk about that yesterday, 31%?
Yeah. Yeah.
If they can get that number up to closer to 40, then that would be a great jump start that this game serves as. But I don't know that they are. I don't know if they're going to be able to do that.
What's your conference level after last night?
In terms of the next game or the season overall?
Season overall.
It's still pretty dim, if we're going to be completely honest.
Yeah.
Because you're sitting in such a deep hole to start the season conference play. It's difficult to come back from that and build momentum throughout the season. They have the schedule in front of them now to make a little bit of a run here, and they desperately need to take advantage of it. But I'm not going to put all my eggs in the Clemson men's basketball basket immediately. You want to see them build on a great performance last night.
Well,
I hope that's fair.
Very fair.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any doubt that is fair. All right, we'll open up phone lines when we come back. And your thoughts on that? I don't know how to explain it. I just know that last night was a living, breathing, walking example of exactly what we're talking about. Let me do this, Mr. Orr 24. Let me give you our thanks to our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. We always give you a little Palmetto Golf Report. Today, I'm going to do a little bit different Palmetto Golf Report. First, let me tell you about Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. We mentioned this yesterday. I just want to mention again, in case you didn't hear the segment yesterday, for large groups or 12 or more, they just came out with some brand new packages for 2019. So take your three foursomes down there or more. Take your family, your wedding, your bachelor party. Take your company, your corporate treats, take all your VPs, take whatever it might be, and go do this. You're going to absolutely love Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the Jones Course, the Hills Course, the Fazio Course, three different great golf courses. You're going to love Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. I just got this in today. This is a little bit different because this is not Palmetto Golf, but it's right across the line. We find out, Augusta changes something almost every year, right? Augusta National does. Get this, Jack, look. The Masters tee at the Augusta National par 4 fifth hole has been moved back 40 yards. It is now 495 yards. And that's one of the most severe greens out there.
Is that uphill?
The tee shot's definitely uphill.
Yeah.
The dog leg left. Man, hitting a of course, nowadays you can't make golf courses long enough, but man, that's a long, long par 4.
Set enough for the bombers.
With a really difficult green, yeah. So that's our Palmetto Golf Report. 495, number 5. Now, that's one of the biggest changes. You'll see the move of the tee back there. That's our Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Report. Again, for groups, large groups, groups of 12 or more, look online right now. Get on their email list for your, I play with a group of guys on Fridays and Wednesdays sometimes, and we're all on the same email. You guys get together and email and let them email to you and see if you got a bunch of guys or girls or couples. Heck, take six couples down and y'all enjoy yourself. It's Palmetto Dunes at PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. We'll take a break. Robert and Greville, hang on. I love to talk the psychology stuff for you when you come back. Also, BPI right after this.
Are you tired of eating greasy fast food for lunch? Stop in at Carson Steak Warehouse and try their daily lunch specials like cheesy steak quesadillas, delicious bacon cheeseburgers, barbecue sandwiches, and more, all under $8. Also, check out their early bird specials from 3 to 6. Ditch the fast food. Eat fresh at Carson's and Anderson, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, besides Tucker's. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Again, that's carsonsteakwarehouse.net.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Hey Tiger fans, this is Michael Thacker with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting in the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage, service, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Clemson Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
The Cat Bus is on us. In case you didn't know, Cat Bus is free to ride. That means you save money by not driving to downtown Clemson for dining or shopping. Did we mention saving money by not having to pay to park? How about the hassle of getting in and out of downtown Clemson with the road construction? The Cat Bus is on us. The free-to-ride Cat Bus is for anyone, from students to retirees. Take Cat Bus today to downtown Clemson for a bite to eat or some shopping with downtown merchants and restaurants. Cat Bus. The bus is on us.
Now that the cold weather is here, Craft Stove Store and Patio is ready for the winter with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. Craft Stove Store and Patio also features the new Radiant Heating Vented Gas Logs that have a real fire look and give radiant warm heat. Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
LKQ Pick Your Part. Over a million parts from hundreds of cars to choose from. Bring your own tools. Pull the parts you need and save. It's that easy. Check out our new part search feature on our website, lkqpickyourpart.com. Sign up for our PYP Garage. Download our PYP Garage app and get instant notifications on your vehicle when it comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Find the parts you need and save today at LKQ Pick Your Part. What's in your garage?
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. Glassdoor knows not just any will do. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. In fact, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer, and Glassdoor can help you find that perfect candidate in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
That's what she said.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get out?
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Zero Res wants you to know with brand new year, brand new carpets, insanely clean carpets, looking like new carpets right now, and get 2019 started off right. Zero Res is uses powered water. I saw their TV commercial the other day, and I saw powered water, like the little molecules and how it works. No soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. Right now, three rooms, get a clean carpet, get a free hallway, clean and sanitized. Mention my name, Mickey. Do it for $109. Do that today. 558-7300. 558-7300. ZeroResGreenville.com. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. Don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning specials. To our Northland Communication phone line, 654-ROAR. That's where Robert checks in from Greenville. Good morning, Robert. How you doing?
Doing all right.
Good.
Last night I saw both games. I saw the Clemson game, and I agree with you as far as the mental aspect of coming out, being prepared, or whatever they were. They look different. But I'm a Virginia fan. Also, if you had a chance to see the Virginia NC State game,
I saw the second half.
You can see how the team, I mean, they were playing like with their thumbs. I mean, the ball was just loose, whatever. The whole team was just, I don't think they were on the same page. I mean, and you can see how a team can be on the same page and play well. And you can see how, I mean, fortunately, Virginia won the game. I think they played a little harder, but it shouldn't have been that close.
I agree. And even the announcer talked about it during the show, I mean, during the game last night, and it was like, this does not look like Virginia. This is uncharacteristic of Virginia. They had 16 turnovers. Virginia never turns it over 16 times. They only had 48 turnovers.
I think they averaged eight a game.
It looked like
you had those games.
Yeah.
And sometimes you, as a team like Virginia, you just have to be fortunate to win a game like that and get away from it. Because they look like the team last year in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
They're discombobulated.
But good teams find a way to take their – that last night was their C-minus or D-plus game, and they went on the road and won.
That's right. So hopefully they'll learn from that. I'm sure they'll be coached about it and the whole nine yards. But I agree with the mental attitude of going into a game, anything you do. I mean, when you work today, going to your job, the positive attitude or negative attitude is a turnout of what's going to happen.
And your comfort zone too, Robert. And I appreciate the phone call. Yep. Hope you have a great day. There is some sort of study, and I don't have the exact numbers, but they took X number administrative assistants, secretaries, or whatever, and they put them in this thing, and they saw how many words they typed a minute. And I don't know what's good or bad. Let's say they typed 100 words a minute. And then they said, all right, now we're going to put the camera on you, and we're going to bring our audience in here. And if you type over your average, then we're going to take you to Disney World, give you $1,000, whatever it might be. And the average went down like 10 words or whatever, because they were outside of their comfort zone. And it's easier to look comfortable against Pittsburgh in basketball than it is to look comfortable against Duke or Virginia or Syracuse on the road. It's easier to look comfortable at home than it is on the road. It's when you're comfortable, then you allow your abilities to take over rather than your mind getting in the way and distracting and blocking your abilities. You free yourself up. You get out of your own way. 654 Roar, Dave is up next. Dave, thanks for hanging on. I hope you're doing well this morning.
Hey, Mickey, thanks for having me on. Just had a couple questions for you. One, I know you and Zach were talking about which Clemson performance was a bigger outlier, the 0-for-7 or the May 14 last night. I'd ask you this question as one of my first questions is, which one do you think is closer to the norm, though?
Well, use on average.
Maybe not the 14, but, I mean, are they make an average of 9-10 threes a game, or maybe average of 4-5-6 threes a game?
Let's look it up. I'll look it up for you. I would say that they average 4-5-6 threes a game as opposed to 9 or 10 a game, 8 or 9 or 10 a game.
Yeah. I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
I'd agree with that. And then my second question is I know Clemson fans, and I hear it, and let's string a couple wins together here. But how many of these quote-unquote strung together wins are really tournament resume building wins? I mean, Wake Forest at home, Pitt at home, at Georgia Tech. Do those really have much meat on the bone?
No, they don't. By the way, I just looked it up, Dave. Clemson averages 6.2 threes a game right now, making 6.2 threes a game. So closer to zero than 14 if you draw the line at 7.
Yep.
No, and that's why. Now, we'll tell you, Clemson's strength of schedule, look at the BPI right now. Clemson's strength of schedule is really good. You face Duke and Virginia and all that. But, no, they don't have those marquee wins right now. And – Well, Clemson's not going to the tournament this year. I don't think anybody's going to mistake that. But if for some reason they did or would, then it had to be include wins against the likes of Virginia Tech, wins against the likes of North Carolina, I should say. Beating a Florida State, getting revenge there, having some more quality wins is the only way to do that. Do they have confidence to do that? I don't right now. Maybe they do. Zach said he doesn't. But yeah, there's not that great resume building RPI wins right now.
Look, no, and I would agree. And now, and maybe another win or two in the conference tournament would help that also.
Right.
But let me ask this, and I'll take your thoughts and comments up there. Does Clemson maybe have a more likely chance because the bubble is probably going to be so weak this year? The Pac-12 is not very good. Mountain West, the A-10, probably several one-bid leagues in there that normally get a couple teams in. So does that allow for more Power 5 teams with sub-500 records in conference to maybe have a better shot of getting in? And I'll take it out there.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks, Mickey. I appreciate the phone call. I'm not sure that, at least me right now, I'm not sure that I've gotten to that point yet. I'm looking at ESPN's college basketball BPI right now. I'm not sure that we can talk about bubble yet. I think bubble talk usually begins about the middle of February. Having to watch other bubble teams and that kind of stuff. The other thing about bubbles is you have to watch the conference championships, the automatic bids. For instance, if Wofford's 33rd in the BPI. If Wofford doesn't win the Southern Conference is, I don't think it's ever been a two-bid league. Furman got off to a great start that way. But the Atlantic Sun, Lipscomb's gotten off to a good year. Lipscomb's not good enough. So if they get upset, it's not a two-bid league. There's some out there like if somebody outside of Houston or Cincinnati or teams like that won the American Conference, then, you can see, those teams still getting in, and that team gets you another one in there. The Western Conference. If somebody besides St. Mary's wins at St. Mary's can still play their way in. They don't have to win their conference, maybe. But all that's to be decided a little bit later on. I think it's a little bit too early to think about bubble. So I don't know if it's going to be a strong bubble or a weak bubble. I don't know if it's, then do you go to the Power Five, the big names that struggled a little bit? A Texas, an Oklahoma, an Ohio State, Baylor, some of those type teams, or do you get some of the mid-majors, Murray State, some mid-majors having good years, Liberty or some of those great mid-major teams that are doing really, really well. So we'll see. Too early. I think still too early. That's about a middle of February talk. Give me 2 more weeks. Talk a little bubble stuff. I have about 2 more days on the air after today to talk some Super Bowl, and that's what Snap Hook wants to talk about now. Good morning, Snap Hook. How you doing?
I'm doing well, fellas. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Now, remind us how you got to be a Patriot fan.
When I was growing up, my dad's favorite basketball player was Larry Bird. So we watched Celtics games basically my entire childhood. And my logic was, well, he plays for the Boston Celtics. Anything Boston can't be too bad. So I became a Patriots and a Red Sox fan.
I am so sorry to hear that.
That's how it all derived.
Yeah.
So it was bred in me from childhood.
I hate hearing that.
I was don't call DSS for child abuse, Mickey. I'm over it now. It's funny. I've been a Patriots fan since the Grogan days. So, it's funny how, everybody thinks Patriots fans are fair weather fans and you've only been a fan for the past, 2 decades since Tom Brady has been playing, all that kind of crap. I heard the other day that 96% of the Vegas money is on the Patriots. Is that correct?
I don't know that. Josh Williams is going to tell us that on Friday. Remember, he always gives the percentage breakdown. I don't know. We can try to find it out, but I can't imagine being 96%. If that was the case, then the line would be jumped up like crazy so far. But I did see that we're going to see $6 billion bet on the Super Bowl.
Man, that's crazy.
That's well, legally bet on Super Bowl, Mickey, I think. Yeah.
That's legally bet, right.
Right.
You mentioned earlier about playing with better competition. You know, like, you know, somebody tees it up at Tiger Woods, the intimidation factor and all that kind of stuff. Me personally, I mean, you know, I've never teed it up with Tiger Woods before, but I usually play better when I play with better golfers. I don't know if it's just getting in the tempo, getting in the rhythm. Maybe it's infectious. I don't know. I've always played better when my competition was better. Now, I might not always win, but I tend to play better with better competition.
Well, I think this. I think part of it is you're not looking for somebody else's ball the whole time.
Well, so, true.
You know, and waiting a guy to re-tee all the whole time and looking at a bad swing throughout all that. And then part of it is maybe you see their habits and you tend to watch them.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you play a round of golf with three other good golfers. I mean, you can play a round of golf in 3 minutes because it's just fairways, greens, and a couple putts, move on, you know. It makes me wonder, you know, knowing the Patriots' legacy, I don't think the Rams are intimidated by that at all. I think it's going to be a shootout. I really do. I think it's going to be a pretty high-scoring game. I think that the Rams are going to give the Patriots everything they want, especially from an explosiveness on offense. That being said, I think line's what, 5.5?
Right now, 2.5 to 3.
Oh, yeah. I think we cover a touchdown. And I think it's something in the high 20s, mid-30s on either side.
56.5 to 57 is our over-under right now.
Something like a 35 to 28 is what I got.
Yeah, which will be over. All right, brother.
I'll give you a sure enough on Friday. Right.
I'd love to say good luck, but I don't mean it. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. The line, as a texture point, the line started as a pick 'em. Now it's up to 2.5. One has it at 3. Everybody else has it at 2.5. On the Vegas odds that we're looking at right now.
Lines reflective of the betting trends, though, correct?
For the most part, it is not a direct correlation, but it is you know, somewhat of that, yes. And they will move according to – there's a couple things that make a line move. But for the most part, the even money try to even up a little bit. But it's never, you can't get even money on games. We'll see there. I'm surprised it's 86. Somebody, a texter said 86% on the Patriots right now. I'm telling you, boys, y'all going to be shocked.
You put your money on the Rams?
If I bet on football, which I don't, I've only been on 2 football games in my life and I won both of them, 2 Super Bowls, Cowboys beat the Bills. And I like pointing that out because I'll never bet again because I like being 100%. Never lost a football bet in my life that I actually put money on. With that said, it's only 2-0. But with that said, if I had to, I think the Rams have something for them. One other quick note about the Super Bowl, Mr. Orr 24. You know the Rams are wearing those throwbacks, with the yellow pants and the yellow numbers and the yellow horns? You know what I mean? The Patriots to wear the old Patriot on the side of the helmet. Not the modern guy, but the old guy hiking the football in the red coat that he had on there or whatever, or blue coat that he had on. I need him to wear this old with the three stripes on the sleeves. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I need that. That would make me feel good about the Super Bowl. A little Tony Eason look, a little Steve Grogan look. You know what I'm saying to you? Give me the old Patriot look back when he used to suck. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158, 404-8158. I want to ask Mr. Orr24 today to tell me to describe my garage floor. He did such a good job of it last time. My garage floor was easy, and I didn't move a muscle. The same kind of services you can get now where they move everything out of your garage, they cover it up, they move everything when they're back done, and frankly, it looks amazing. I told you the other day, we had a guest that stayed with us this weekend, and Meredith's best friend, one of Meredith's best friends, and she came out and said, "Oh my God, look at that garage." So I was like, "Yeah, that's right. That's right. Look at that garage." We love it. We love spending more time in it now. Love parking in it now that it's really, really cold. But get that high performance epoxy base with the great sealant and that long time great look that's easy to clean. It's our friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. Tim Worley's waiting on you now. A no obligation phone call. It's 404-8158. 404-8158. We'll take a break, come back. One more open phone line segment. Tony Morrell at 805. More after this.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Engineered Sleep is setting the bar high when it comes to President's Day. They're running a massive sale that begins on February 11th and goes until February 18th. You have one full week to take advantage of huge savings on Engineered Sleep's most popular mattresses, adjustable beds, and pillows. If it's time for you to get a new mattress, then mark your calendars and go support your local mattress manufacturer. Engineered Sleep Showroom and Factory, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville.
A new year means great new opportunities to save big at George Coleman Ford and Traveler's Rest, like a 2018 F-150 XLT with four-wheel drive and heated seats, $13,000 off MSRP at just $37,960. Are you kidding me? That's why we always say, trucks cost less than Traveler's Rest. Get to George Coleman Ford and save big on this F-150 XLT right now. Trust me, you'll thank me later.
Everyone qualifies. Offer good through February 28th, 2019.
Carolina Heating Service has the power to keep the upstate comfortable with the most innovative products and an award-winning team of technicians. Kick off the new year with a free water heater when you purchase a new HVAC system. If your HVAC unit is needing replaced, chances are your water heater is ready too. Why not do both? Call us for an in-home estimate and let us know you heard it on WCCP The Roar. Free water heater is only for a limited time. Call us today. Carolina Heating Service, 864-232-5684 or online at carolinaheating.com.
Ready to make your commute more entertaining, more interesting, even more productive? Then try 100% ad-free listening on Audible. Each month, you'll get two Audible Originals, exclusive titles you can't find anywhere else. Plus, a credit good for any audiobook and unlimited access to exclusive fitness and wellness programs. All for just $14.95. The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. Go to audible.com today to start your free 30-day trial. And your first audiobook is on us.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
This is your plan?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town good to me.
Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. When you call Trail and you start visiting with Trail, one of the very first things you're going to, one of the first questions they're going to ask you is why you're building. Think about that for a second. I'll ask you, Mr. Or 24, why you're building something? Why would that be important?
why would your building be important?
Yeah. Why would the question of why are you building an important question?
Because are you spending your money the right way?
They're gonna get to it. Yeah. How they build it is going to be dependent on why you build it. So I always like that question. I think that's really, really cool. A good friend of mine who used Trail for every project but one, after and just because things worked out and he was representing a board and Trail was busy on projects, whatever, they used somebody else other than Trail. And then he made the statement that, quote, I'll never use anyone else ever again, unquote. As a matter of fact, right now, that number that validates just how good they are. Now, that's a fluid number from year to year, but anywhere from 84, 85, 86% of their annual work comes from repeat clients. So that validates the consistency that they deliver this and these successful solutions that they deliver. It is our great friends at Trail. TREHEL.com. Get in touch with them. You're going to love Trail. 800-319-7006. You know, this week, Mr. Or 24, I've been doing these Dabo quotes for you, Dabo stats for you.
What do you got today?
I think this is interesting. Let me do this. You see this?
I can't see anything.
Hold on.
What is it? I can't see.
Hold on. Just
what?
Be patient
what
with
the
grasshopper.
What is it?
You see this right here?
No, you're literally holding it down. That is a clean $100 bill.
If you answer this question correctly,
oh boy,
I'm going to give you this crisp, clean $100 bill.
All right.
Name the four coaches who have a winning record against Dabo Swinney.
Four coaches that have a winning record against Dabo Swinney. They have to be active?
No.
Spurrier?
No, I'm sorry. Let me back up. Let me say this. That's wrong.
Spurrier's wrong?
No. Let me say this. I didn't phrase the question right. There are four coaches out there that Dabo Swinney has a... there's four teams out there that Dabo Swinney has a losing record to.
Four teams?
Yes.
Okay.
There's four teams that Dabo Swinney has a losing record to. And I want to know who coaches those four teams. Who coaches those four games? Those four teams he has a losing record to.
Four teams he has a losing record to.
Mm-hmm. And who coached those teams?
And who coached them at the time or coaches mm-hmm. them now?
Who coached them at the time?
Does he have a losing record against Florida State?
No.
Four teams.
He has won four in a row against Florida State to change that.
How many are in conference?
Zero.
Zero in conference.
Florida State's had a decent record against him, and Georgia Tech's had a decent record against him, but those were a long time ago, both of those.
He's got a 2-0. Oh, boy. It's not Bama.
Nope, 2-2 versus Bama. Yeah.
He's got a winning record against Auburn.
Yes, crushed Auburn. I think he's 4-1, 3-1 or 4-1 against Auburn.
He's got a winning record against Oklahoma and Ohio State. Mm-hmm. He's got a winning record.
What are the four teams?
$100 bill. You imagine how Kristen would enjoy a nice dinner with a $100 bill?
Come on, man. What are you doing this for?
Don't look at the text line.
I'm not. Oh, do they have it?
A lot of them are getting it.
Who is it?
Nebraska and Bo Pelini. He's 0-1 against Nebraska.
Okay.
He's 0-1 against Gary Patterson and TCU.
Mm-hmm.
He's 0-1 against South Florida, who was coached by Skip Holtz at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he's 0-1 against West Virginia, coached by Dana Holgorsen at the time.
Mm.
Now, for not a $100 bill, for a $1 bill, name the schools that have played Dabo Swinney twice, two or more times, that have a winning record against him.
So this is for the text line as well. The schools that have played Dabo twice that
two,
have a
two or more times.
All right, two or more times that have a winning Dabo, record against Dabo Swinney.
Right.
two or more times with a winning record.
See, this is a brand new $1.
Whoa!
Crisp.
Who is it? How many are there, actually? It's a better question.
Zero.
There's zero.
How about that now?
Trick question.
That's the stat that I was trying to get to. That if Dabo Swinney has played you two or more times, you don't have a winning record against him. How about that?
That's remarkable.
It really is. Huh?
That's actually remarkable.
It really is. Yeah. So I've been giving these stats now for the last 4 days. I gave it to you Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Is that the most remarkable one for you?
Yeah, it's not even close so far. And please reiterate it for the people at home.
Yeah, we've got them all. You don't have to text them anymore. The only schools that Dabo Swinney does not, has a losing record against. Nebraska, TCU, South Florida, West Virginia all beat him once. Nobody that Dabo's ever played twice or more has a winning record against Dabo Swinney.
Let's get them boys on the schedule again. Let's even that out.
Well, and that's the thing. Bo Pelini won't coach against Clemson anymore, will he? I don't Gary Patterson, I don't think so.
Well, I'm talking program-wise.
Huh?
Program-wise, right? I like to play Nebraska again.
I would, too.
I'd play TCU again.
I would, too. I like that.
I don't really
care
to play
USF. That game's in the rain.
I don't really care to play USF, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But, you know, the other two.
Mm. Yeah. So, good stuff there.
Yeah, best one to date. Well done.
6-5-4. I don't know, man. Like 9-2 versus SEC in the last 11, or 10-1 versus ranked teams in the last 11. Those are pretty doggone good too. What you're talking about with Dabo Swinney now are these records. It's kind of like Jordan or Tiger or what. Like these records, just go. What? Really? No, it's crazy. But it's true. Very, very true. Back to the BPI stuff. Here's what BPI says for Clemson. As far as the overall number of wins, let me pull up projections on here too. Right now, the Tigers are 12-8 with 11 games to go. What do you think BPI says in projecting the rest of the season?
What does BPI stand for?
Basketball Power Index.
Got it.
Remember that. Now here's what it is. BPI is a measure of team strength that is meant to be the best predictor of performance going forward. BPI represents how many points above or below the team average team is. Strength of the record is the measure of the team's accomplishments based on how difficult the wins-loss record is to achieve. Game predictions account for opponent strength, pace of play, travel distance, day of rest, and altitude, and use a simulation to they do it 10,000 times to get the projection. Oh, and for this now, just to give you an idea, we do this in football all the time. That's the FBI in football, we call it. Clemson is a 93.5% chance of beating Wake Forest on Sunday. I told you 100, Clemson is going to beat Wake Forest on Sunday. But 93.5 is what they are to be on Sunday. With that said, there's 31 games in the season. Clemson right now 12-8 on the year. What do you think BPI suggests they do from here on out?
Are we going to go game by game? Or are you going to
make No. Just give me the overall record. There's 11 games left.
Yeah, I think they're at 2-5 in the conference right now.
Yep.
I think they finished with 8 in the conference.
Right, 8-10, very good.
Yeah.
Which would put them at 18-13, according to BPI. Which, that doesn't get you in, right? Is that NIT, 8-10? Is that NIT?
That's NIT, probably.
Yeah.
And you need a pretty good tournament run to consider the other one.
Yeah. You'd have to go to the finals, maybe, to do that. And that's tough. Chad and Greenville, I can't say that on the air, but very good. Touché on that one.
Come on, man.
The Gamecocks got a commitment yesterday. Tony Morrell's going to tell you about that coming up. His name is William Rogers, a 3-star out of Hampton, Georgia, offensive lineman.
Who?
William Rogers. We'll tell you about him and let Tony tell you about him and what all's coming up for that tomorrow. Paul Strelo joins us. And they continue to uncover these junior day interviews that they have, and it continues to be really amazing what those junior days look like. Also, in our third and final hour after Tony Morrell, I'm going to get you the coaching grades for the coaching carousels for CBS Sports and who they think were the best hires of that coaching carousel. So we'll do that coming up in our third and final hour. Hey, Katechi, CATECHEE.com. I spoke to the head golf professional last night. My good friend Shannon Howell checked in with me a couple times yesterday, and it's always good to hear from him. It reminds me to tell you about what's going on over at Katechi. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to be very clear about this. Next week, I am looking at the forecast, and what I am seeing here is 67 degrees in the middle of the middle of next week. I've got some mid-60s and some high-60s next week. Well, what I want you to do, I want you to think about sneaking out. Tell the boss, hey, like, I got a little cold. I got a little flu. I got a little springtime flu. Think about next Tuesday, Wednesday, and it rains. Keep an eye on the Weather Channel. Make your tee times over at Katechi, CATECHEE.com, and take advantage of one of those rare 67-degree days. The greens are awesome. You're going to love them. They're those brand new Bermuda greens. Every time I talk to someone now, I say, man, have you played over there lately? You seen how good those greens are rolling lately? You're going to love it. One of the most beautiful golf courses in all of Northeast Georgia. You're going to love playing over there. And if, don't forget now, even though it's 67 degrees next week, still have the winter rate special going on. So ask about that whenever you call in.
Is the water park open down there yet?
Not yet. Not yet. CATECHEE. .com. We would love for you to come back. Tony Morrell of thebigspur.com is going to break down the junior days, the official visits from last weekend, projecting the rest of the class, and looking forward to what happens for the